a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I've found this quiz that has gone viral. Everybody's loving it. Everybody's losing their mind over it. And we've got to get started quick. It's a Russian quiz.
Yes.
So there's a bit of translating that needs to be done.
Okay.
I didn't have to do the translation, though. Google takes care of it for me.
Yeah? Good. Okay.
So it's what human feeling are you?
Okay.
So I've already entered Loggy as your name.
Okay, yep.
And we've got to crack through because there are 11 questions.
Oh,
okay?
My God.
I know, so okay. Let's be quick.
Go.
Question number one. Hey, multiple choice response from you. Hello, hello, hello. Father, as in F-A-R-T-H, like go father. Hey or bye, question mark.
Say hey.
Just that, hey?
Hey.
Okay, no
because that's
worries.
What came to my mind first. I went, hi.
Cool.
Yeah.
Next.
That's closest.
Choose a random event from my life suitable for you.
Oh, my God.
I thought about the bad, cried, and then mentally said, well, forget him and went to do my own thing. So broke up with someone.
Am I in a fever dream?
I should have read past the first question, to be honest. Involuntarily whacked a classmate when he unexpectedly bumped into me.
Okay.
I listened to music on a swing for an hour and a half and thought a lot.
Yes.
Enthusiastically told a friend the plot of a wonderful movie, then listened to a story about a movie that she had recently seen.
Okay, number three. The swing, emotional swing. Yeah.
Oh, okay, this is better.
God.
What would you like right now?
Yeah.
To be touched, to disappear, to take this test as soon as possible? To relax or for someone to help you get out of this?
For someone to help me get out of this.
Yeah. Choose a drink. There's a frozen icy thing with okay. Love Heart ice cubes. There's a warm coffee looking thing. Yeah. There's a cocktail and then there's a hot chocolate and then there's another white hot chocolate.
Okay, give me the cocktail, please. Just leave this pain far behind.
Okay, if you're just catching up, we're doing what fit human feeling are you? It's a quiz.
Yeah.
A Russian quiz. Flower language. Choose what you like the most.
Okay.
What is your flower language? Mm. Narcissist.
Yeah?
Not narcissist. It's narcissist. Strong feelings, unrequited love, deceived hopes. The sun always shines when I'm with you.
Okay. I'm so confused.
Vicar, will you dance with me?
Yeah.
Crocus. Joy, fun, freshness of feelings. You gave me unforgettable moments.
Oh, my God.
Kelp. Sadness. White poppy. Consolation.
Okay,
Okay, is it okay to have feelings? What is feeling? Absolutely. Not for me. What are you asking me? I would like to get rid of them.
What are you asking me?
Okay. So this is question number 7 of 11 of this Russian quiz on human feelings. Space, relation to space. What's your relation? Yeah. Space as space. Nothing like that. Or answer number 2, a very important thing for me, something infinite, unknown. Yeah. It attracts me very much. As a child, I wanted to become an astronaut, but I became a space.
I don't need to hear the other ones. Yeah, go with that.
Second
number
one.
Two.
That was it. There was only two options.
Okay.
What are you hiding from others? Don't be afraid to answer. I'm in a lot of pain and I'm powerless over it. I hate myself or getting angry at others, but I can't help it. I'm afraid that every person close to me will leave if I do something wrong, as it once happened before. I know that I scare loved ones with my behaviour and I'm very ashamed of it, but it's hard for me to hold on. It really hurts me a lot. Or I'm really sorry that it's useless for loved ones. Very, very sorry.
All of the above.
I'm going to go
with,
I hate myself.
I hate myself and I'm really angry and I'm really sorry about it.
Okay. Question number 9. Sorry. What words do you want to say to the person or people but can't? I'm sorry for everything. Please, I didn't mean to hurt you. I love you. I'm so sorry I can't make you happy, but please know I love you. Thanks for being you. I don't say this often, but I'm very happy about it. I'm ashamed of you for my outbursts of anger, for what I said, although I should not have. Sorry if you can. I'm sorry that I met you. I had changed a lot. I won't thank you, but it's true. Goodbye.
Okay, four.
Okay, I'm ashamed of...
my outbursts of anger.
Yeah. All right, question number 10. Sorry, we'll crack through this. If you were given the opportunity to be reborn in the body of an animal, who would it be? Owl, lion, small fish, dog or butterfly?
Okay, I'm going to go owl, even though I know you think it's dog.
Dog, obviously dog. Okay, thank you for passing. I tried hard. This is question 11. Sorry if it's wrong. See you soon. Please type your answer.
Okay.
You did a good job, mate.
Okay.
All right, did a good job.
Mate. Wow, do you know what? I wasn't emotionally ready to bring up those feelings today.
Let's find out what human feeling you are according to this Russian quiz.
Okay.
anger. Aggression issues, obviously. Love, it seems to me that you're also not doing well. So, you know, in addition to auto-aggression and violence against others, there is such a thing as therapy. Try.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
I don't really know how to tell this story because it's pretty grim, but it's also just hectic. And I thought that you two knew about it because it's gone viral, but you have no idea. So I have to tell you.
Yeah, okay. Please. Do. I reckon when it's a bit grim, you just plough into it. Full steam ahead.
Okay, you're going to regret saying that in a minute. This is in India. We're going to India for this story. A 68-year-old woman, she passed away. Her name was Maya, right? She was in a village in India and a herd of elephants came her way and she got trampled by this elephant.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Not a good start.
Full steam. See what I mean? Like, yeah. She tried to flee, but this elephant got her. Anyway, she was rushed to the hospital and she passed away. Her family got together, planned the funeral, and they were having the funeral, and her body was obviously there in the casket when they heard a rumble from the jungle.
No.
Yes.
Can't happen twice, can it?
The same elephant brought its elephant pack.
Buddies.
Came to the funeral. Everyone ran. Yeah. Okay, everyone ran, but they left the casket there, right?
Oh, of course.
This elephant that trampled her then went to the casket, knocked it over, grabbed her body.
What?
And picked it up in the air and flung her body. I know.
You can't laugh.
See, I was grim.
Oh, my God.
And everyone's like, what did this woman
do? What did she do to the elephant?
What did she do to this elephant? The elephant then went to her home and trampled her.
No, that's...
Serious. Okay, other people's homes were also trampled, but her home was trampled.
So in three separate occasions,
yes,
the elephant has killed her.
Killed her.
Then gone and desecrated her body.
Yes.
And then gone and trampled her house among others.
Yes. And everyone's like, what is going on with this elephant? Because elephants, notoriously beautiful creatures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, they stamp a few, but they're big. You know, people get in the way.
Yeah.
You know, and also people do things to them. So they, you know, what has this woman done to this elephant to make it... Obviously kill her once, then travel days later to her funeral, bring their mates, knock the coffin over, pick her up, and then go to her house and trample it. It is bizarre.
I think the big mistake was inviting them to the funeral.
Do you know what?
Send them the invite.
People have been looking into it. It may... I don't know if people are just saying this to make themselves feel better because it is quite a good ending to the story, but it turns out that this... 60-year-old woman was part of poachers that took this elephant's baby.
Oh,
right?
So she was a bit of a jerk herself.
Maybe. But that kind of wraps a nice little neat bow on it, doesn't it? Like the elephant's like, you took my baby, I'm going to come and ruin
it. It's amazing
everything.
If elephant knew that she had taken the baby.
And it's like, you don't want to laugh. It's pretty grim. But that's an amazing story.
Kind of crazy.
It's an amazing story.
Wow.
I want to know what she did.
Yeah.
Some people believe in reincarnation. Maybe she was just a real, like, just ordinary to someone, and someone's come back as the elephant has said, I'm going to make you pay.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Like please don't come back and get us, Lee.
That's a real vendetta. You two, stop picking on me.
What animal would he come back
as? An elephant.
Ibis.
Orangutan.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. This is it. Guess the year.
Da-da-da. It is Geelong, the surf coast of the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday-based game. Talk about Guess the Year. We play it every Tuesday because it's a lot of fun. Now, we need to have pen and paper at the ready. Has everybody got pens and paper
yes.
and whatnot?
Someone told me this was their favourite game that we play.
Really?
Yes. So I disown them.
Did they also add that Lingy sucks at this game?
No, they didn't even recognise that you were playing, oddly enough.
Funny that. All right, today's the day.
Okay, it is, mate. You've cracked it with lyrical headlines once or twice. Mm. I believe in you. Here's how it works. We're going to play bits of songs. We need to cast our minds back through the mists of time. Remember where we were, what we were doing when that song or when we first heard it. And that'll give us an idea as to what year it was released. We write it on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Yes.
I think that's about it, isn't that's it? It. Best of three arrangement, I think, is the last bit that I have to say.
Watch for Loggy's tactic.
What does Mum say?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
she said, so true, laughy emoji. Kidding! And then she followed it up with kidding!
Good on the text.
Yeah, she's very quick on the text.
Bang, bang, with multiple messages. Multiple messages. You know, I put it all
Let's
in one
play guess
big
the
slab
Let's
of
play.
Message.
All right, here we go. Question number one sounds like this.
What's love? Oh, my God, amazing. It's got to do with
it. See, I'm more of a private dancer type of guy.
I know you are. You ruined that song for me. Every time I play it, I think of you grinding on a pole.
Weird, because you've never actually seen me grind on a pole. No. So that's complete fabrication by yourself. What's Nub got to do with it?
I just had a year. It came to me. I just wrote it down straight away.
All right, I've got something too. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
1987.
Lingy and I both say 86. Log, you say 87. Here we go.
The year was 1984.
Oh.
All over.
Okay. God. That's no
correct
good.
By us. Good no start. One gets a point. Here we go. Question number two.
Amazing.
Chances of me getting this accurate, though, is tough.
Question is, what album is it off?
Yes.
Oh.
That's the whole thing.
I thought it was off the big one.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Oh, now I'm doubting myself.
That's all right.
I remember first hearing about Nirvana and, like, buying a magazine that they were on the front of and telling my mum about them. And she was like, you will never hear that bad. You will never be allowed
Once
to buy.
Once she turned it over and saw some of the songs, something me. You know,
you can never have those CDs.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I've got a year. Everybody got a year?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
1992.
Lingy and I, God, on the same page. It's like we share one brain. And even that doesn't work very well.
The year was 1991.
Hey. Oh, well done, boys.
1 point each. All right, I'm going to put a tick there next to that one.
Tiebreaker, or if I get it.
We are in big trouble because I don't think we've got enough. Okay, here we go. Question number three.
I remember crying in a car. It's around the time of, like, first love type of
thing. Oh, okay.
So
and you're nearly 40, so...
I'm not!
Was what's his name in the car next, sitting in the car next to you singing to the song? What's his name from...
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
No. White chocolate.
All right. Okay, well... I'm just going to guess. I don't really have a year there, so I'm just going to make a guess. Okay. Everybody ready to go?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
The year 1996.
2002.
Oh, okay. All right. See, I had no idea. Here we go.
The year was 2001.
What did you say, Lingy?
Oh, I said 2002. That means you got it.
So that's a point for me.
All right. Oh, actually, we're not in too much trouble, okay? So we've got a point each.
Yes.
And we have one song left for the tiebreaker. Yeah. Right?
So, what could happen?
Oh, what could happen? Okay, here we go. Question number four.
This is like party five.
Yeah. I'm not even going to be close with this.
It's the Bodines, Closer to Free. Do I get a point for that?
No. Nah.
Oh, stop showing off.
No, I know. He's very smart.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
1995.
Lingy, mate. Oh,
Tommy
what's
going on with you?
We're going to have to hug after this no matter what. What did you say, 93?
93.
Interesting. Here we go.
The year was 1993.
Yes. Oh, my God. She's come back. Oh, my God. Just like Rafa Nadal. She's brought it home.
Well done, love.
Thanks. That's a feeling.
Rafa Nadal reference too. Hell's bells. Your mum's so excited.
I know. Best
the last
day of
10 minutes of radio.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Hey, Sue and husband Noel.
Sue and Noel.
Mm. Have just posted something online. I'll get to who Sue and Noel are in a second, so okay. Don't worry.
Yeah. Are they the Gallagher brothers?
Sue's 47 and Noel's 51.
Okay.
That'll be important later as well.
All
their
right.
Ages, because they're not really
51.
That old.
Okay.
They've just posted that they've removed the cot from their house because their youngest baby has grown up and have moved it out of the house. So it was a big moment. Put it on Instagram, like lots of people like to do.
Yeah.
You know, finally sending the cot off. Yeah. You know, the kids are going into a bed or whatever it might be. Got them a little trundle bed or something like that.
Sure.
But the reason why this is important and why I was talking about it as a feat of human endurance is that cot has sat there for 30 years.
Oh, it's the passed down cot.
Yes, because the mum, Sue, is a mum of 22 kids.
Hang on.
22 kids.
Birth. No way.
Has been pregnant for almost 30 years.
Oh,
they've had,
my God.
That's something there. That's something wrong.
Buy a TV.
It's just boredom.
Move the cot out, bring a TV in.
And it's Christ. Yeah. I think those two things together have turned into 22 kids.
22 kids. So these are Sue and, who did I say it was? Sue and Noel. Noel Gallagher. No, not really. They're from Britain.
Okay.
Family of 22. So they have now got an empty space in the house that hasn't been there for 30 years.
An empty space?
Well, because the cot's moved out and they're surprised now. They think the bedroom, oh, wow, the bedroom's actually bigger than
heaps
what we thought it was.
Funny, we can fit another five kids in there.
Room, so much room for activities. No more bedroom activities.
So 22 kids, they are also the grandparents of 12 children.
Oh,
and that's
my
only
going
to grow. So here we go. The oldest now is, where is he? Here, Chris is 33. And the youngest is 2 and just obviously moving out the cot because that one's going to a bed. You know what the dad said? This is a typical dad thing. Mm. He said, I try not to think too much about what it costs. What could I have had instead? A nice car, maybe? A Porsche in the driveway?
Yeah.
So he's thinking of what he could have had. The mum somehow got through the 22 kids. Isn't that phenomenal? Can you think of how long she must have been pregnant for?
Mm.
9 months per, plus feeding, everything like that.
Mm.
That is phenomenal to me.
Some of those, here's the one thing I'll say about that story, Lingy, is some of those years don't, the numbers don't add up. I don't know if they add up.
You reckon? I need to crunch the numbers a bit more.
Well, she's been pregnant for 30 years, but the oldest is 33.
No. Did I say 33? Oh, yeah, I said 33.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but then the youngest is 2.
Yeah, so she's been pregnant for more than 30
years. Well, yeah, about 30 years, yeah.
How's she? 47?
47, that's the other thing that...
And her oldest is 33?
I feel like this might be like a criminal story.
Is this...
Sue, 47, and husband Noel are parents of 22.
So maybe...
Oh, jeez, I'm actually there adding that up. Have children, Chris, 33.
Well, I'm glad I brought that up.
It was on reality. There was a reality TV show about it, though, in Britain.
Of course there was.
It's called Arrest This Dad.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast. This is what's trending.
Stop everything.
What?
Beyoncé's first song from her upcoming Renaissance album is dropping at 5 p.m. our time today.
Amazing. I don't have it, but here's another Beyoncé song.
Love watching you two there. You're in sync. You're singing together. The actions. Yeah. I wish we were filming that.
I know, but we, alas, we weren't. Break My Soul is the song And this is very exciting because it will be released across Spotify and Apple Music, yada, yada, yada.
As opposed to just Tidal, which was...
Actually, it's not going to be on Apple Music. My apologies. It's going to be on YouTube and Tidal as well. So that's the one that Jay-Z and Beyonce own.
Yep.
Can I ask, how long since Beyonce's released a
new
album?
What was it, 2017? Lemonade? Did it come out in 2017? It's been a while.
2016, 2017, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. And also you can check out her socials. She's on the cover of Vogue, which is really, really cool. I'm very excited about some new Beyonce.
Do you know what's another really good ballad? You cut me open and I
keep bleeding. Someone else?
Leona Lewis,
What's this got to do with Beyonce?
Ballad, baby, we're talking ballads.
Am I missing something?
When it's bleeding, it's all okay. Play whatever.
Is this one of your favourites?
Jumping all over it. Yeah, I feel that.
Can you never, ever make that sound in face? Ever again.
Was it the lip bite? Was it me biting my bottom lip?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I've got a bit of a phone topic. I'm like, oh, yeah, I've got one. And I said, oh, I don't know if it'll work really well, you know. I don't know how many will ring in. You're both there sitting down. Oh, no, that's great, Lingy. It's great. Everyone will call. It's fantastic. Do it. And nobody rang.
No, but it happens to the best of us, mate. It's okay.
I've never seen so much joy in two people.
No, There's
good
lots,
on you, Lingy.
There's lots work? About you failing that we enjoy. But,
yeah, but
this
not
is
that.
Not one of them because we kind of get dragged along with
exactly,
this.
Exactly. It affects us. And we feel like collective losers instead of no, you're fine.
You're just learning. Everyone knows that. It's fine.
I've just got my training wheels on.
We're trying to be supportive.
I went to radio school.
Do you know what? It's on the people at home that didn't call as opposed to being on you.
Yeah, they've let you down.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're now turning it on to our beautiful, wonderful listeners, where I'm supporting them. I'm taking responsibility.
It's not the content that's the problem, mate.
Yeah.
I don't know how to finish that sentence, but certainly.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.